The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Of course, I do have the beautiful, the amazing Dawn Pedgrass, man. And of
Carrie,
course,
that never gets old.
Never.
Never.
And when you come here, Dawn, man, it will have confetti, cake, and ice cream, and yakki and saltfish. It had that. You get a little doubles too. Don't worry about that.
I need lots of doubles. Lots of. And what's that drink? That dandy shandy song? There's a drink.
It have shandy. It have
shandy.
Girl.
That's it.
You don't worry. I go.
That's it.
I will
that's
hook it. You up. Yeah. Best ever.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it right there. And how are you?
I am
how
good. I'm cool. I'm good. I'm good. I know we have Obi here as well. Obi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, no problem. But how come I don't get all the love?
Well, not yet. Not yet. No, you will get it. You will get it. Eventually, it'll just creep up. After a little while, you know, it kind of creeps up.
Carrie, tell him he gets no love until he shows his face. Oh,
that too. But that's what I say, like, ever so often, you know, it will kind of creep up. Maybe when you spend a few times with me again, yeah, you're on like boiled corn.
So no worries,
right? Nice having you here today, Obi. And of course, Dawn, thank you so much for joining us again. It's another edition of Mental, which you do every Tuesdays right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. And I know we have something so important to discuss right now. And guys, if you're not joining us, get into the conversation. And I'm going to say guys, I literally mean guys, men. Get into the conversation because today we are going to talk about the holistic impact of personal development in men. And what are we talking about? But I have two professionals here with me. They are going to break it down and, you know, see how we can be, or not only us as women, even men can be a better version of themselves. So let's get into it. Thank you so much, Obi. Thank you so much, Dawn. So let's go. The holistic impact of personal development in men. Wow. That is big. Who's going to explain it to us really quickly?
It is. I'm going to go because Obi's going to say, I'm a gentleman. Let the woman
ladies
go first.
Ladies first.
That's right.
Ladies first. So when we talk about holistic, we're looking at the whole man, every aspect of his life. And so when a man actually do get into self-development, it impacts all areas of his life. How he show up for himself, how he shows up for children, how he shows up in his workplace, how he shows up for society, how he shows up for relationship. And that makes a huge difference. So it's not just impacting the home, but whatever impacts the home impacts the entire society.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, Obi, how does a man's commitment to self-development influence the quality of his relationship with his family, his friends, and even romantic partners? Let's start there.
Well, I think it's in all honesty, the best analogy I can use to kind of paint a picture is we've all seen a wet noodle, right? Like a piece of spaghetti. If you lay it out straight, there's two ways you can make it go forward. If you push it from behind, it smears and curls onto itself and it doesn't maintain its original shape. But if you pull it from the front, it stays the same. And that's how I look at, number one, our position in the household, our position in life as men is we were born to lead. We were designed to be the head. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to have the body follow, just push the head in any direction and it has no choice but to follow. Mm-hmm. The body does. And so when you talk about the holistic impact as the head, in order for things to get better, we have to get better.
Right. Wow. Okay. Now, guys, get into the conversation. And talking about the development of men, you out there listening to us right now, you're a man. I'm very sure that you would have seen that you've grown over a period of time. So touch base with us. Send us a message. Give us a call. Let us know when that moment was that you say, but wait now, but I have grown. Things that you used to react to before, you know, not that it doesn't bother you, but you deal with it differently. So send us that message on WhatsApp, guys, gentlemen, bros, 306-1065. When was that moment you've realized that you've grown, that you've developed? So let us know, okay? So, Obi, let's get back into it. What areas of a man's life suffer the most when personal growth is neglected?
It's our lower appetites.
Lower appetite. What is that?
Yeah, lower appetite. Things like sexuality. Mm-hmm. Because I'll even start there. You know, as men, as people, we have our higher self and our lower selves. And when we don't grow the higher self, the lower self starts to dominate. The lower self starts to take over. And as men, we are wired to be sexual, right? This is why we see a woman and we react. Mm-hmm. And so as a man, until we start educating the right head, the other head is leading. And when we don't look at things and understand them from this perspective, this is when as men we get lost. And it's not just from a sexual place. It's also from a spiritual place. Yeah. We are designed to be the head of the household. We are designed to be the priest of our home. We're designed to be the one when there is chaos happening in the house. We're supposed to be the calm, the center that the family comes to, that the woman feels safe enough to come to. The children feel like they can come to daddy and complain about their siblings. Mm-hmm. And then through that calmness, it now permeates and permeates, I should say, throughout the rest of the family. But if we're not becoming more, then how are we leading our family if we're not able to first lead ourselves?
Right. And that's where it starts. You have to start leading yourself so that you can lead your family. Yeah, Dawn? What's your thoughts?
Yes. Yes. I mean, powerful. And I love that he started with sexuality, because a lot of time we miss represent masculinity for that, especially in the Caribbean. What makes you a man? You know, you have 12 dozen children with 12 dozen baby mamas, and you know, you have a million cars, and you have this and you have that, and that makes you a man. And that's the lower self right there. So I'm very happy that he started with that, and I really hope that the men that are listening are really, really listening to understand today, really listening to understand, because these are things, Caribbean, that you would have to go pay, you know, $1,500 US for a coaching course for 2 days, you know. So these are great nuggets that are being dropped today, and I hope persons are paying attention.
Definitely. Now, Dawn, you mentioned self, right? How does self-awareness change the way a man handles conflict, disappointment, or even failure?
Oh, brilliant. So when you look at self-awareness, is really being aware of who you are as an individual. What ticks you? What makes you happy? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? When a person can stop to get to that place where they say, oh, you know what? This triggered me. I don't like what that happens. Hey, I'm good at this. Guess what that does? It helps you to show up better. There's a quote that I like from Viktor Frankl. He escaped he's a psychiatrist who he wrote from one of the Nazi camps. So he survived the Holocaust. And he said this in one of his quotes: between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space lies our freedom and our power to choose our responses. Mm-hmm. In our responses lies our growth and our freedom. Now, only a person that is emotionally aware, emotionally, agile, and also self-actualized can show up in this space, understanding that, look, before stimulus and response, so how do you deal with conflict? Okay, so this happened and I could have done this, but wait a minute. Calm myself, and then you respond. Mm-hmm. But unless you are emotionally aware, you're just going to react. And so you continue to live in this cycle of chaos and confusion.
Thank you so much for clearing that up, Dawn. And guys, get into the conversation. It is all about mental, which we do every Tuesdays here on Freedom 106.5 FM. Now, I want the gentlemen to get into the conversation. Guys, get into it. Because you see, self-awareness, that is a very serious thing. To me, Dawn, and this is my opinion, Dawn and Obi, I think a lot of persons don't know how to start that track of being self-aware, being aware of things that they do. So I think that is a challenge. But men listening right now, have you ever went through something like that? Now, Dawn, we are getting a call. Maybe it's one of our men. Let's hear from them. 625-2257. or 627-3223. Hello, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. Okay, we're not hearing you. Call us back. 2257 or 627-3223. Self-awareness, man. Have you ever realized that, hey, but you know, I think I handled this situation wrong, you know. Maybe I should try something else. Would you say that that is self-awareness? So Dawn, what do you think?
Yes, absolutely. That is self-awareness. But you know, the problem is that, especially our men, we don't take time out to be with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we find ourselves in a cycle and you're doing the same thing over and over and expect a different result. And yeah, that's the definition of insanity.
Insanity.
So there's, yeah. Right. There's a lot of insane people just walking around.
Mm. All right. Let's get this call. We are getting one. Let's hear who's there. Hello. Good afternoon.
Are you hearing me?
Hey. Yes, I'm hearing you now. What's up? What's happening?
Hi, Kyrie. I'm good.
Nice, love. Talk to us.
On top of the afternoon to your guest there.
Mm-hmm.
I constantly have to be thanking God, you know,
mm-hmm.
where I came from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I never had the opportunity to get a degree because we grew up in a carrot house, no lights, no water, 6 miles by the road.
Mm.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
And during my lifetime, I have survived a lot of people with 5-6 degrees, you know.
President,
wow. Important VIP people. Not that I'm gloating over that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I sit and I tell myself, wait, now, Mark, you're important in this whole scheme of things.
Ah, right.
Ah, mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah.
And constantly, I have to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God I'm alive.
Mm.
And I often tell people, based on how I grew up, you might be working for $200,000 a year, and I'm working for $50,000 a year. Mm. It don't mean that you'll have a happier life than me.
True.
I'm a happy man.
I love
you. Through all these pressures from growing up as a young man in the country.
And you're doing well.
Mining pigs, and I am in the elderly age now, ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have $2 million in the bank, but I don't know. There are things that money cannot buy.
Correct.
Thank you for listening to my story.
Of course. Thank you so much, love, for sharing, and we appreciate that. Dawn and Obi, anything you'd like to say before we head to the break? Really, really quickly?
I'll let Obi go ahead.
Well, yes, I will say this. For men, I think one of the places that we can get better is in intentionally seeking new data. We don't do better because simply we don't know better. And I'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
Of course. So thank you so much. So, guys, it's just about 3:47. We're going to take a quick break and be back with so much more. Freedom 106.5 FM. This is Mental. Carrie V is here. I'm in the company going all the way to 6 p.m. Stick and stay.
The savings have arrived with Extra Foods Plenty for 20. Emma Coconut Powdered Milk, 5 packs for $20. Caribbean Flavors Vinegar, 1 liter, 5 for $20. Lion Brand Bacon Powder, 4 packs for $20. Nestle Green Butterfly, 3 for $20. Happy Chow Mein Noodles, 3 packs for $20. Demerara Gold Sugar, 2 kilogram, $20. Coca-Cola, 5 for $20. Hawks Chew, 5 pounds for $99. And so much more. Plus, check out all our specials on social media and WhatsApp for your convenience. Extra Foods, always extra for less.
Looking to build your future in banking and finance? Then level up with the Institute of Banking and Finance of Trinidad and Tobago, your gateway to industry-ready skills and career advancement. From June to July 2026, choose from practical, in-demand training, including credit assessment and proposal writing, portfolio management, fintech and innovation for finance professionals, and A to Z in mortgage financing. Register today. Call Camille at 321-9330 or email marketing@ibf.org.tt. IBF, the preferred learning institution for finance services professionals.
The savings have arrived with Extra Foods Plenty for 20. Emma Coconut Powdered Milk, 5 packs for $20. Caribbean Flavors Vinegar, 1 liter, 5 for $20. Lion Brand Bacon Powder, 4 packs for $20. Nestle Green Butterfly, 3 for $20. Happy Chow Mein Noodles, 3 packs for $20. Demerara Gold Sugar, 2 kilogram, $20. Coca-Cola, 5 for $20. Hawks Chew, 5 pounds for $99. And so much more. Plus, check out all our specials on social media and WhatsApp for your convenience. Extra Foods, always extra for less.
Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information, are you tired of missing out on the latest news and updates on what's going on around you? Well, get ready to stay informed like never before with CNC3 7 p.m. News Live. Tune in every day at 7 p.m. and stay ahead of the game with the most accurate and reliable news coverage. The 7 p.m. News Live on CNC3, covering your world.
The savings have arrived with Extra Foods Plenty for 20. Emma Coconut Powdered Milk, 5 packs for $20. Caribbean Flavors Vinegar, 1 liter, 5 for $20. Lion Brand Bacon Powder, 4 packs for $20. Nestle Green Butterfly, 3 for $20. Happy Chow Mein Noodles, 3 packs for $20. Demerara Gold Sugar, 2 kilogram, $20. Coca-Cola, 5 for $20. Hawk's Chew, 5 pounds for $99. And so much more. Plus, check out all our specials on social media and WhatsApp for your convenience. Extra Foods, always extra for less.
Hey guys, welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. We are here with Dawn Pettigrew Smith and Obina Endu. It's all about mental, which we do every Tuesdays right here. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Now, I do have a message from someone. Let me say good afternoon going out to Rashad. Rashad is locked in. So here's what Rashad said. Rashad said, good afternoon, Carrie V. Good afternoon to your guest and Dawn. My moment was realizing that expressing emotions and being vulnerable when necessary does not make you less of a man. Wow. I love that one from Rashad. I love it. He should get
come
one of this.
Come to the front of the class.
He should get one of this. One of this real quick, real quick, real quick. He deserves that. Rashad, go to the front of the class. What do you think?
For sure.
What do you think about his statement, Obi?
I think that that's a perfect example of a man leading. Mm-hmm. And starting with himself, you know. But if you notice what he said, it was the new data. Mm-hmm. He got new information and therefore gave him a new direction. And so that's the key. You know, what if my mentor used to say to me, what if a man wrote a book that took him 50 years to write it and you can read it in 5 days? Why wouldn't you read the book? Because now you can 5 days, you can acquire 50 years worth of data. Of research. And so in order to become more, we have to know more. Wow. It starts with the data.
Yeah, and I agree. Now, another thing, between you, Dawn, or Obia, I don't know who would be able to answer this for me, but can a man effectively lead others if he has not first learned to lead himself? Why or why not? Let us know more about it.
Obi laughed. Go ahead, Obi.
I feel you're onto something here, you know, Obi. Well, yes! What's up with that?
I laugh because the only place he can lead them is off the ditch. Let me tell you, you can't take people to a place you've never been. You can't give people what you don't have. You cannot share that which you've never acquired. You can only go to the max with others that you have gone yourself. Mm. It's a ceiling. And until you raise your ceiling, how can you raise that of someone else? A beggar hasn't no money to give to another beggar. A beggar needs to go and find the money in order to give to another beggar. Mm. And so that's the thing when it comes to leading. It starts with the man in the mirror. Until you have led yourself, you are not qualified to lead others. Mm-hmm. And this is why I say it starts with the acquisition of the data. And this is why I also encourage men who want to lead. You know, when you have finally led yourself to a place of peace, to a place of betterment, to a place that is greater than that which you were, you don't have a problem using your own mistakes as a tool, as a ladder on the rung to help those that come behind you. Mm-hmm. It's the men that have not led themselves that are still living in shame because they haven't figured it out, and therefore they can't use that rung on the ladder. So now if I'm coming behind you and there's no rung on the ladder, what is there for me to grab onto? Mm-hmm. It's the scars that are on your back, the things you went through is what will then give you the lessons to teach from.
Definitely. Wow. You sound like it there, you know. You sound like it there, Obi. I love it. Thank you so much. Now, guys, we are shortly away from the top. Now, I want either you, Dawn, or Obi to tell our men listening right now, how can they start that road or that journey of self-awareness? What can they look out for? What can they do? Really, really quickly before we go to the top. Really quickly.
Dawn?
Well, I think Obi alluded to some of that already. Get the data. I don't know why we're so afraid to learn and to grow and to develop. And the thing is that even if you don't like to read, because that's the statement I get from many of our male clients, I don't like to read. But we have audio books. There's so many free books on YouTube. When you're driving an hour to work, instead of listening to nonsense, your car can become a university. You can Bluetooth from your phone, mm-hmm. and you can be listening to those books. But you cannot skip the steps. You absolutely cannot skip the steps. You have to be intentional about it. You know, self-development teaches 10 pages of a good book per day. Now, you can do 10 pages in an hour driving to work. And I know Trinidad have some serious traffic over there, especially if you're going east, right?
Yes.
Can you imagine an hour one way and an hour back? In 1 week, you can complete a book without any additional effort. So it's about becoming intentional to develop. We can't skip the steps. I can't break your brain and shove the information in there. True. I can't burst your hand and put the skills in there. We have to do the work to do the self-development.
Thank you so much. Data, that's collecting data. How can they identify the data?
You want me to jump in here, Dawn?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's usually the place that you feel the weakest. And if you have a problem identifying that, ask an enemy or ask a friend. Mm. Because it's easier for somebody who is outside of you to see the things that you need to work on inside of you. Or even if you've had relationships, identify the things that your last three relationships have said that they were the same or were similar. Those are usually a good place to start, or someplace else where you desire to become more. Maybe you say, you know, I want to make more money. Well, study the data around money. Oh, I want to be a better father. Well, study the data around being a better father. It's that data. And Dawn did a great job in saying you don't need to find more time. You just need to find more resources because you have the time. You just don't have more resources. And so I would highly encourage you to do that. Ask your mom, ask your father, ask your wife, ask your children, ask your daughter, ask your best friend. I promise you, they have all considered, because it's human nature. Yeah. Everybody you know where they're weak, probably more than they do.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love that. Thank you so much. And for the guys listening, I hope you have your textbook and your paper and your phone and you're writing down these tips. Eh? Let me say good afternoon going out to Ria as he's locked in. We are saying, no, we have to listen to Caramel V. We're not reading nothing unless she comes in a book. Hey, thank you so much, Riaz. Thank you so much for sending that message. So, guys, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We do need to go to our news headlines. So stick and stay. When we come back, it's going to be so much more. Thank you so much, Dawn and Obi. I'll be with you in a short while.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
I'm Carrie V. I'm in a company going all the way to 6 p.m. Let's get back into it. It's all about our Overdrive opinion poll question. Courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and the Jumbo Foods in Barataria. Now, you know we do this every afternoon after the 4 p.m. news headlines. So, yeah, we're going to get back into it. Don't forget, it's easy peasy lemon squeezy. I'm going to ask you a question, and then you're going to answer with a simple yes or no. Mm-hmm. You can send me your thoughts on WhatsApp, 306-1065, or you can give me a call at 625-2257 or 627-3223. So today I pulled our question from our conversation we were having with Dawn Petgrave-Smith and Obina Endu. And today we were talking about the holistic impact of personal development in men. Yep, because it's Mental Tuesday. So get ready. Our Overdrive opinion poll question. Courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and Jumbo Foods in Barataria. And I've decided to ask you this afternoon. Do you think a lack of personal growth contributes to relationship issues? Mm-hmm. That's our question this afternoon. Do you think a lack of personal growth contributes to relationship issues? Give me your votes at 306-1065, or you can call me at 625-2257 or 627-3223. It's our Overdrive opinion poll question, courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and the Jumbo Foods in Barataria. And that question once again: do you think a lack of personal growth contributes to relationship issues? Mm-hmm.
Cindy, what are you doing home so early?
I come to meet you first to go grocery shopping and to get the kids stuff for school. Boy, I hear my co-workers talking about a grocery in Arima and one in Barataria who have the best prices. Come, let me go right now.
Oh, God, look at this place. I never see a grocery like this in this country.
Darling, look at parking. Like these people own the whole street.
Look at these prices. Like everything reduced. And you ain't see how helpful and friendly their staff is.
You see, we get everything and still have lots of money remaining to get the kids stuff for school and also to carry them somewhere good for the vacation. If you want to save money and live better, shop at Mirage Westside Supermarket in Arima or Jumbo Foods in Barataria, where shopping is a pleasure.
625-2257 or 627-3223. Those are my lines, and today's OOP question is, do you think a lack of personal growth contributes to relationship issues? That's our OOP question this afternoon. Let me say good afternoon going out to St. Cloud, Florida. He's saying yes. Maloney is locked on saying yes. Barrackpore is locked on saying yes. Princestown is saying no. St. Augustine is saying yes. Tunapuna is saying no. Thank you guys so much. 625-2257. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kari.
Thank you, Q-Rep
is saying yes.
Q-Rep is locked on and she's saying yes. Thank you so much, love. Arima is locked in saying yes as well. Do you think a lack of personal growth contributes to relationship issues? What say you? Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. I'll say yes.
Yeah, all right, Tabakit. Thank you so much. Tabakit is locked on saying yes. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, Kari, Saparia, yes.
Saparia is locked on saying yes as well. Mantanilla is locked in. Good afternoon to you. Is saying no. Sangre Grande is saying no. Valencia is saying yes. Thank you so much, Valencia. Q-Rep is locked in, saying no as well. Thank you so much. 625-2257. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gary.
Deep South.
Deep South, yes.
Deep South is locked in, saying yes. Stacy from St. Mary's, she's saying yes as well. San Fernando is saying no. Palmist is locked in, saying no. Thank you so much. 625-2257. Do you think a lack of personal growth contributes to relationship issues? What do you think? Let me know. Give me a call. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Kari. Debe said yes.
Debe is locked in and Debe is saying yes. Thank you so much. Port of Spain is locked in. Port of Spain is saying no. All right, Port of Spain. Yes, coming from Slick Money. Thank you so much, Slick Money. Long Island is locked in saying yes. Charlieville is saying yes. Thank you so much. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Shogunas, good afternoon to you. Shogunas is locked on saying no. Canupia is saying no as well. One more. We'll take one more phone call or one more message. This is the Overdrive Opinion Poll question, courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and the Jumbo Foods in Barataria. And I've decided to ask you this afternoon. Do you think a lack of personal growth contributes to relationship issues? What say you? Let's check online too. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carrie.
Navid Village, Rio Claro.
Rio Claro, say no.
All right, love. Thank you so much. Rio Claro is locked in saying no. So, guys, this is where I close off today's edition of the Overdrive Opinion Poll question. Courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and the Jumbo Foods in Barataria. Latifa Patti Mohammed, she's locked in and she is saying yes from San Fernando. Thank you so much, love. When we come back, it's going to be your results of our OOP question. Courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket. Okay, all right, Torrance. Aruka saying yes. Courtesy Mirage Supermarket. Mirage Westside Supermarket and Jumbo Foods in Barataria.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Let's get back into it. It's all about the results of our Overdrive Opinion Poll question, courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and the Jumbo Foods in Barataria. And I've decided to ask you this afternoon, based on our conversation with Dawn and Obi, and today's topic was, or is, I should say, because we're still talking about it, the holistic impact of personal development in men. And I've decided to ask you as our OOP question, do you think a lack of personal growth contributes to relationship issues? Out of 28 votes, 70% of you said yes, whilst 30% of you said no. Mm-hmm. And there you have it. Our question was, do you think a lack of personal growth contributes to relationship issues? 70% of you said yes, whilst 30% of you said no. I want to thank you guys so much for participating in today's edition of the Overdrive Opinion Poll question. Courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and Jumbo Foods in Barataria. And we want to send some love and big, big thank yous going out to the management and staff of Mirage Westside Supermarket and Jumbo Foods in Barataria for making this poll question possible. Thank you. So let's get back into it. But before we do that, it all starts by recycling one glass bottle today, then another tomorrow, then thousands more across the country. That's how a real change starts. Don't just toss, recycle. Visit any of the glass recycling bins across Trinidad. Find their locations at glassloopcaribbean.com and on social media. Join the Glass Loop movement today. Let's get back into it. 306-1065. 625-2257. Welcome back, Dawn, and welcome back, Obi. It's all about mental. What's happening? How are we?
We're great. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Nice like a pie. So let's get back into the conversation. And gentlemen, get into it. When did you realize that growth in you? Have you did any self-awareness recently, John? Look, I have Johnny. Are you seeing John? Dawn, are you seeing John? He's right there.
Check your WhatsApp. I just texted.
Yes, you did. Tell John hi. Yes. Wait, he's right there.
I can't see you, Dawn.
There she is.
Hi, Dawn.
John, I miss you.
I miss you too, darling. I'll come
look
visit
for
soon.
Me.
Wait.
Okay.
You want to carry me with them?
Just pack your bag and buy a ticket.
No, wait, not buying the ticket. I want to fit in your suitcase.
No, buy
the
ticket.
Oh my gosh.
I have a sub for that. John, you could just send me a ticket so then I get to see everybody. How about that?
I like that. That sounds like it.
All right.
You see? Right. So you see, problem solved. And that is a self-awareness. You have to be aware that, you know, you can do certain things. Doesn't that count, Dawn?
Yes.
It's all good. So, guys, get into the
conversation. He's gone.
Yes, he is. Normal thing. That's okay. It's going to be fine. So, guys, thank you so much for sticking and staying with us. Let's get back into the conversation. And we are talking about the holistic impact of personal development in men. Now, Dawn, I know we finished off with you, but I really wanted to ask you, how does emotional growth contribute to a man's success in his career, in his business, or even his personal life? Tell us more about that.
Brilliant, brilliant question, Carvey. So when we talk about, you know, we talk about a man's emotion, let's go back to what is mental wellness. Mm-hmm. And that is the way you think and feel and act. So when we understand how to regulate our emotions, it helps us to show up so much better. So one of the first thing when a man, you know, develop his emotional growth, first, mm-hmm. you understand that you don't need to react to everything, right? You pause, you listen, you respond, you choose your response. It takes emotional growth to understand that, mm-hmm. all right? When a person has emotional growth, you also understand your strengths, your weaknesses, your triggers. Like for me, oh boy, I know what my triggers are, and I'm going to protect my mental health at all costs, mm-hmm. right? And so, again, you learn how to set healthy boundaries and being okay with that, all right? Mm-hmm. Also, it helps with relationship because you show up better.
Right.
You
right.
know, as an individual, you show up more whole. And what it does, I think what emotional growth does for a person, it gives you the ability to love without conditions.
Mm-hmm. You can see
I think
that
that's
again.
One of the greatest thing it does for you, because when you come from a space of love and care and empathy, everything around you changes.
I love
absolutely
that.
Everything. Yeah.
And I think you're absolutely right. And before I hear from you, Obi, you're absolutely right, Dawn, because I have went through that and I have realized that, hey, listen, certain things that, you know, you used to be so angry about and hasty.
Yeah.
And when I realize how I deal with these same issues, I be like, but wait now, Carrie, you know, this thing looking good on you, you know. It looking good on you. So, Obi, let's get you into the conversation. Coming from a man's perspective, let's talk about emotional growth and how does that contribute to a man's success in life or even his relationships?
You know, the most powerful word that I could think of while you ladies were talking was restraint. Mm. Restraint. You know, a lot of men, we've been taught that our volume, or we don't realize that when we react rather than respond, that we have already lost in what we have to say. And it's funny, there is an image that I think of when I come into this conversation. It's two heads. Imagine a picture of two heads. It's like a drawing, an image. And one head is just calm and looking straight ahead. And the other head has got its mouth wide open, screaming.
Mm-hmm.
There's a saying, from a distance, when two fools are arguing, or when one person that is smart is arguing with the fool, you can't tell who is who.
Mm.
But you see, when you think of restraint and you think of emotional control, that's what it looks like for a man is, hey, listen, don't be reactive, be responsive. Don't yell when you should speak. There is more power in us when we take our time and we respond to a situation from a sense of calm, from a sense of power, rather than from a sense of pride and a sense of ego.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the distinction that I think of when I think of a man who is emotionally balanced. He practices restraint. You know, an ocean is powerful, but when you build a dam that holds the water back, is that dam screaming? No, it's got restraint.
Mm-hmm.
It's holding all of that force back because of its ability to restrain itself. And for men, I would encourage us, when you feel that rise up inside, when you feel your palms sweating and you want to just lash out, that's the moment that Dawn was speaking of between
stimulus and response.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dawn.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Now, our lines were lighting up. Persons were calling. So, guys, I invite you, give us a call right now, 625-2257 or 627-3223. We are here with Dawn Petgrave-Smith and Obina Endu. And it's all about mental, which we do every Tuesdays right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. And today's conversation is the holistic impact of personal development in men. And have you noticed that growth in yourself? Talk to me, 625-2257 or 627-3223. Hello, good afternoon.
Evening, Carrie, how are you?
Hey, Port of Spain, I'm good. What's up?
To your honorable guest. Mm-hmm. Evening. Now, can a person be trained?
Can a man
can be trained to manage himself?
I love that question. That's an amazing question. Dawn or Obi, can you answer that?
What was the question?
If a person can be trained in terms of, identifying the emotional challenges that they have, if they can be trained into, being aware of it.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One of the things I tell persons when they come to therapy is that therapy is only going to work if you make it work. Mm. So it has the ability to transform your life, but you have to let it. And so there's a quote that I like. It says, when the student is ready, the teacher shows up. Anytime a man is ready to move from a space that no longer fits him, the teacher shows up. And so to answer the question, absolutely. We are the only creature, from the animal kingdom that has the ability to change our mind. So, our mind can be flooded with negative thoughts, but as a human being, you have the ability to control your mind, to shift what your mind is thinking so that you can help to become co-creator of your realities. And so absolutely, if a man is willing to be transformed, he can.
Wow, thank you so much for that. And Obi, what's your thoughts?
I completely agree. I believe our entire existence is training. Yeah. I think the challenge is that we keep training ourselves over and over on that which we have already learned and keep repeating the same outcome that we keep getting. Mm-hmm. And so if you want something different, you do something different. So yes, yeah. It is completely, everything you do is training. Mm-hmm. This is why I say earlier, it's the data. The different data, the new data is the new training, because once you start immersing yourself in a different conversation, then you start having a different conversation. Mm-hmm. Then you start living in a different conversation. This whole thing is training. But the question I want to challenge my brothers is, what new training have you engaged in lately?
Yeah. What new training have you engaged in lately? Because you can't keep doing the same thing over and over and expect change. Here's a definition of insanity. I say it all the time, Dawn. We're getting another call. 625-2257. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
My two favorite ladies.
Hi.
How are you great?
We are good. How are you doing?
Dawn, I miss you. Carrie, I miss you. Obi, you have two beautiful diamonds, man. I just left you, but that's all right.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Okay, to say this, to say that. What happened? I had my ex-relationship, but this person always used to come late all the time. I say, in your self-preservation and self-emotion, you have to know how to handle this. I said, sweetheart, when I jump in that car, call me, right? And when you call me, I will walk out, and because they're passing by me. I say, when we meet, we are calling because they're late and thing, and it doesn't enhance the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? If you do this, this will work out. So it started work out, and everything went beautiful after. You know, because sometimes we have to use our emotional intelligence to handle it and getting ignorant and getting vexed. The next thing is, in a martial arts forum, it have a form 6 of martial arts at Kata, and everybody used to fail that. I say, for me, I had to go and take some extra lessons. I used to go to the other dojos and learn it. Mm-hmm. And when that day come, I did excellent, standing ovation. So everything, you have to enhance yourself and you have to do something different to get a different result. Energy doesn't change to the left or the right, but it's transformed. Change is impossible. A seed must develop to be a tree for it to be afraid to get food. So, men, we have to get on board and move on a positive direction. Have a nice day, Carrie and Dawn.
Thank you so much. And I love that. Thank you so much. Your thoughts quickly, Dawn.
I love it. I love what he says. You know, there's a Bible story that speaks about the talents and, God, well, the man gave one and 1 5 and 1 10. And the one with the one, he went and hid it, And the master said, "You unfaithful servant." Now, the person who had the 5, he went out and he multiplied his 5. The person who had the 10 went out and he multiplied his 10. And he got more on that. The one who had the wand, the master took it from him and gave it to the person that has the 10. Why am I bringing up this story? I'm bringing up this story because so many times we are so afraid of the very giftings that are within us. I know sometimes maybe it's lazy, maybe it's procrastination. I don't know. But I'm saying that if you just learn to develop even that one thing, start with that one thing, it is going to multiply. And when that one thing multiply, it is going to open up the appetite for something else, because the mind, once it is stretched, Gary V, it cannot go back. You're going to keep wanting more knowledge. And as Obi keep repeating, the data, it is that thing that is going to help you to evolve. In psychology, a certain number of continuing education courses every year in order to renew my license. It means I just can't just stay here and say, oh, I'm a psychologist already. No. My license is going to be taken away from me. So it is very important that we are being intentional about growing and developing.
Definitely. Now, Dawn, it's just about time for us to take a really quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about trauma and actually the role that healing from past wounds and trauma play in, you know, a man's ability to reach his full potential. We want to talk about that when we come back, all right? So stick and stay. We're going to take a quick one and be back with so much more.
The savings have arrived with Extra Foods Plenty for 20. Emma Coconut Powdered Milk, 5 packs for $20. Caribbean Flavors Vinegar, 1 liter, 5 for $20. Lion Brand Bacon Powder, 4 packs for $20. Nestle Green Butterfly, 3 for $20. Happy Chow Mein Noodles, 3 packs for $20. Demerara Gold Sugar, 2 kilogram, $20. Coca-Cola, 5 for $20. Hawks Chew, 5 pounds for $99. And so much more. Plus, check out all our specials on social media and WhatsApp for your convenience. Extra Foods, always extra for less.
She is fun and engaging. It's Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
Hey guys, welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. We are here with Dawn Petgrave-Smith. It's all about mental, and we do this every Tuesdays right here on The Overdrive. And our amazing guest, Obina Endu, he's here with us as well, as we are talking about the holistic impact of personal development in men. So Dawn, what I wanted to find out is, you know, trauma plays a very, very huge role in how we operate, right? And sometimes this trauma has been hidden for a very long time. So what role does healing from past wounds and trauma play in a man's ability to reach his full potential? Can you share that with us?
Yes, and the first thing I want to say is that when you get your healing from past trauma, it breaks generational patterns. That's the biggest thing for me. But here is the kicker, Carvey. There's so many of our men that are walking around with traumas, not even knowing that it has a name. The things that they've experienced in life has a name. So if you don't cause something by itself, it cannot be healed, right? But understanding that you have experienced trauma and getting the necessary healing, you are now going to break generational pattern. It means you're going to become a better parent. You're going to become a better husband. You're going to become a better worker, right? It also, it restores emotional freedom. You know, Bob Marley says, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. Trauma traps in our body will keep us in slavery. You show up, you're angry all the time, and you don't even know why you're angry, right? It improves relationship. When you're healed, it helps you to deal with conflict so much better, because now the world looks safe. Persons who are walking around the trauma tells them the world is not safe. So everybody's about to get them. Everybody's going to hurt them. Every girl is going to cheat on you. Every man is going to beat you. And so until we heal from those things, we cannot become our best selves. We cannot live our best lives. Your healing helps build self-worth. And when you understand your self-worth, you show up better, because every day you leave your house, people are going to treat you the way you treat you. Carrie, some people do not treat themselves well. All right, so those are just some of the things, and I'll allow Obi to jump in here.
Thank you so much. Now, Obi, I've got one for you. How does self-development affect a man's physical health, even his mental well-being as well, and his spiritual growth? Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We live in different planes at the same time. There is the spiritual man, the emotional man, and then, of course, the one your question is about is the physical man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just like your car. It has four wheels. If I take care of three tires and only leave one, how far am I going?
Mm.
So you have to take care of all of them because they work in harmony with one another. You know, it's funny you're asking me this question. I made a decision a week and a half ago now. She's laughing because I shared this with her. I made a decision a week and a half ago and I shared it with Dawn. I decided that, you know what? I'm going to wake up every day and I'm going to just start walking.
Right.
Just start walking. Because in July 3rd of this year, I turned 50. By the way, wow. In case anybody's wondering, I take gifts. So you guys can send
them. No, we take plane tickets. we take plane tickets.
So I take gifts, you know. So I said, I'm going to just start walking. And I went the first day and I walked around the block. The second day, I walked around the block three times. And this is week number two. I'm walking 3 to 4 miles a day now. And when I started, though, the thought of walking just seemed so cumbersome. It just seemed so challenging. But I also remember that inch by inch, it's a cinch, but done by the yard, it's hard. Mm-hmm. So when you ask, how does it affect our being? This is part of the whole thing with leading thyself. And now my son is downstairs, and guess what? He's going to walk with me. And so now, can you imagine? He learns what I got at 50. He's getting it at 11. Yeah. Who will he be by the time he's 50? Mm. And so the way that I look at the physical part of life, this is my gift to you all in a short quote. I look at, for a man physically working out is bargaining with God for more time.
He might be onto something there. I'm just saying. Wow, that's amazing. Now, I want to say good afternoon to Vash. He sent us a message on WhatsApp, and he's giving his experience. He says, good afternoon to you, Carrie V. Good afternoon to your guest and Dawn. I had that exact moment today. The man who sells pies and tahina in front of Mount Hope didn't get my order right, but he's asking me my order about 5 times already and had the audacity to blame me for the wrong order. I told myself he was a fool and I was smarter. No skin off my back. And that was it. All right, Vash. Well, I mean, okay. Well, we'll take that. I mean, it's a step. We'll take that, Vash. Thanks so much for sharing that. All right, Vash. I got you. Now, Obi, I want to ask you another thing. Now, in what ways does a man's growth or lack of growth impact future generations, particularly his children? Now, you mentioned that you now walk and now your son walks with you. So that's a great impact. That's a positive impact, I would say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I think for me, it started with understanding when my father left. I could create a story around that, or I could make my story different from that.
Yeah.
And so rather than saying, oh, my father abandoned me, all this, oh, woe is me, I decided that I was going to be the father that stayed. And so his lack became my gain. Mm. And so for my sons, the way that I look at them is I am going to give you what I never had. But before I can give you that, I need to go get it for myself. Mm. I can't invite my son to a walk that I'm not taking.
True.
I can't ask him to join me in a mission I never begun. And so for me, the way that I look at that is once you start again acquiring the data and then leading thyself first, then you can lead others. You know, even in the word, it says the sins of the father will be visited on his sins, on his children. So if that is the case, I think that there is a heads and a tails to everything. If the sins will be revisited, what about the blessings?
Yeah.
So why not me go get those blessings for thyself so that those blessings can be visited on the children?
Mm. True, huh? If we are doing good things and we are given good blessings and it could eventually fall on our children, just like how the saying is the sins of the father would fall on the sins of the child. it can be reversed, you know? Huh, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, Dawn, I know we have to wrap up really, really soon, but just really, really quickly, what are the greatest barriers preventing men from pursuing personal development, and how can they overcome them?
You know, a few, but before I answer that, I also just want to add to what Obi said, because it was so brilliant. There's a scripture that says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children. So just to confirm that, just like the sins can be revisited on the children, the word says a good man leaves an inheritance, not just for his children, but for his children's children. So, you know, men, I hope we really, really are listening and paying attention to all the nuggets that are being dropped today. All right. You know, when it comes to the barriers, I think one of the barriers as a psychologist, I'm going to first look at the role that unhealed trauma plays. I think that's one of, you know, the biggest one. Abandonment, abuse, rejection, failure, right? Those things are things that actually blocks persons from really getting healed, because it's threatening to them. This has been what their blueprint has been all their life. To step out of that is very frightening sometimes. Mm-hmm. And even just to revisit the trauma itself, I said this last week, I think, is that healing hurts. And a lot of time people don't get the necessary healing is because it hurts. So it's easier to just stay in that situation. So that's one of then that's one thing. The fear of expressing their vulnerability. Again, men were socialized. You don't talk about these things. It's going to make you a girl, right? So the fear of expressing vulnerability. And then even if you do, the fear of being shunned or rejected
or last week,
I think someone called in about sharing their vulnerability and it's being used against you, right? So that's one right there. We do have pride and ego, but to be honest, I think that might be the least on my list. Another one that's on my list is the lack of positive role models. You know, now, you know, I applaud Obi for being such a great role model to his son, but Caribbean, we live in the Caribbean. How much of that are we seeing? How many sons and fathers are you seeing? How many fathers are in their son's life or even being intentional about becoming a better father so that their sons can become better fathers? You know, fear of failure. I don't know why people fear failure, but there's so many fringe benefits to failure, right? Failure, as I'm, well, we're not going to talk about that today, but that's one of the things too. A lot of persons are afraid of failure. The Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. Kirby, you ask many men today, what do you want? What is your life's purpose? They cannot answer that question. So my encouragement is for persons to spend time with themselves to understand, what are the things that I crave? Or what are those things that upsets me? Because your purpose can lie right there. Something you're drawn to or something that absolutely frustrates you. It means you may have the solution to that thing, right? And there's a couple others, but I think that will give you an idea.
We wouldn't. But I want to add something, what you said there, Dawn, with regards to failure. There's a quote that I always have, and I have it on my emails, right? Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently. So when persons are afraid to fail at something, this should be used as an opportunity to say, all right, I'm not going to do this again. I'm going to try it this way. And you're going to keep doing it until you succeed. So that's a quote that I have. I go by it and it works for me. It actually does. So thanks so much for sharing that, Dawn. Now we are getting a call. Let's see if we can squeeze this one in before we go. Let me see here, checking on line two. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
My favorite ladies again. Wonderful. You know the Bible tells you to
your seed will be a mighty seed upon this earth. If any man elect himself in his word of God, his seed will be a mighty seed upon his earth, and the Lord will bless him as a children, and it shall increase more and more. And you have to look, sometimes you look at people, when they fail, you can look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go from that. Because when I was growing up as a young man, I used to see them guys smoking and sniffing. I said, I will never do that.
Yeah.
So I choose the full path. So, so you have to learn from people's failure. So you took it to the next direction.
Yes.
Have a good day, ladies.
I agree. Good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, I have another message. Yeah, let me read it really, really quickly. But, Obi, I have one more for you. So don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Neal says, good afternoon, Carrie. Good afternoon, Dawn, and good afternoon to your guest. I agree. Failure is an opportunity to learn. If we never fail, we will never learn. True. True, Neal. Thank you so much for that. And all before we close off today's edition of Mental, OB, if every man committed to continuous growth, how would families or communities or even the society be different? What do you think?
Restoration.
Yes.
We would be restored back to that which we were destined and originated to be. You know, I love my daughters. I love my sisters. I love the women in this world. And without you all, the world would not be the same. But Father created Adam first. And so when you talk about what will happen if men grow, we will go back to the way it was intended to be, restoration. And for my men, I encourage you that let us continue to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, Dawn, maybe one day we should have a conversation about the role that fear plays, because
yeah.
I think that that is a word that is the polar opposite of faith. Mm-hmm. And when you ask me about, you know, how what would happen if we were to do this, it would be restoration. But how do we restore? Well, mm-hmm. we have to go to the place that we're afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I found out is that the cave we fear to enter, it holds the treasures we seek.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, wow, oh, wow. I can't wait for that conversation, eh? So don't put that on your list. We are going to be talking about that soon. Now, it's just about time for us to wrap up. And Dawn, I want to thank you so much for joining us once again. And to you, OB, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence. And I can't wait for next Tuesday, after God, same time, same place. We'll do it again, yeah?
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.